Hare Krishna. Yesterday evening, we were at the house of the Ajit Mulji family, and it was first year anniversary of remembrance of the family's departed mother, and we had some chanting and reading. It was very nice, and at the end I asked Madhuri, who's a granddaughter, to read the letter she wrote me when her grandmother passed away. And it was very nice. She was 95 years old. This was actually happening in Kenya. And sick, and the family had gone there, and there was a plan to bring her to London for perhaps superior treatment. And day before she left, then she said, he says, I'm 95, let me go, I'm not afraid. I said, oh no, we'll take you to London. He said, I don't want to go to London. I want to pass away. And then the next day she did that, having chanted 16 rounds. And there's the whole family, or Vaishnavas, they chant, japa, read Srimad Bhagavatam. So that was very nice. And then just at the conclusion of that, Shruti Dharma informed me that Chaitanya Das, my old friend Chaitanya Das from Calcutta, that he had left his body. And that was really news to me, because he was younger than me, maybe 62, 63. Just recently when we met, I asked him, how old are you now? And that's what he told me. And Chaitanya Das I've known for a long, long time, and I think a lot of devotees also. He once asked Bhaktisri Maharaj, Prabhupada was born in an aristocratic Bengali family, and he talks about them often, so I'd like you to introduce me to an aristocratic Bengali family. So he once took me to their place. Actually, what happened was, when we were coming to India, myself, and it was a group of a few devotees, maybe four or five of us, then he arranged for us to stay at their place, which was very close to the airport. It was Phool Bagan, or the flower garden, translated into English. And it's when the traffic's light, it's a 15-minute drive, 10-minute drive from the airport back into Calcutta. And at that time, they had a small house, a two-bedroom house, and so they accommodated all of us overnight. The next day, we headed off for Sridhar Mayapur. And then I got to know them, and because of their proximity to the airport, then not only myself, but other GBC men would often stay at their place. Later on, they built another four stories on top of the building and enlarged it, so it had very, very good facilities. So much so that in 1996, when I went to India, I took the Hungarian Yatra on Parikrama. There were 200 of us, myself, Govinda Maharaj, and another 200 devotees. We went around to Vrindavanpur and Mayapur. When we came to Calcutta, we stayed at his place. Of course, we couldn't all stay at his place, but he arranged it. I think the lady stayed in his house, and other men stayed in areas, in nearby area, and in homes and other things. It was very, very, very kind of him. We were four four busloads, so there's a lot of us. And he arranged to feed us, and he fed us. Now, they were excellent cooks, as Chaitanya Das. His son at that time was named Babai, and his wife is Malini, and mother is Rukmini. And they were very, very excellent cooks. When I would eat there, they would cook minimum 20 preparations. And I would eat them all. There's also a story linked to that I'll mention. Anyway, and they also fed the devotees. And he was a professor. He was accounting or economics or economics that he used to teach. And before that type of facility was available in Hungary, also sent Gaur Krishna Das, devotees from Hungary, with his wife. They lived with him to get his PhD at Calcutta University. And Chaitanya Das arranged that he could both study there. And they lived there, this place, I don't know how long, 6 months. And he was a very, very wonderful person, very charming smile, and his family were very wonderful people. Of course, Babai, he was initiated, called Chiranjeev Krishna Das. So it was a real surprise. I wrote to Bhakti Chiru Maharaj, I heard this, and he wrote me back a letter that he received, that Chaitanya Das had some stomach complaint, went to the hospital. Doctors said he had some infection, gave him antibiotics, and whatever the circumstances, his blood pressure went down, and he left. I remember once when how I became famous in Calcutta is who came from Mayapur, and they'd, not at their house, but I think at the house of father-in-law, someone's home, arranged a program, and there were two busloads of devotees there. I remember seeing buses, and they were holding a program and feeding the Vaishnavas, and in the typical big stainless steel buckets, 10-liter buckets, and so one of the preparations was neem, fried neem. And strangely enough, none of the devotees would eat it because it was so bitter. So I proceeded to eat a whole bucket full of neem with rice, and they couldn't believe it. And as I was doing that, they started calling the neighbors and everything. And I just ate. Of course, that was in my youth when I could eat a lot more than I do now. And so I ate a whole bucket of neem along with rice, along with other preparations. And of course, every time I'm there, or they cook, Malini cooks in Calcutta, in Mayapur, for Bhakti Chiru Maharaj, or even she spent quite a bit of time in Ujjain, then they would always cook either neem or neem bigun, neem along with eggplant, fried eggplant, specialty Bengali preparation, one of my favorites. And we would talk, and I really felt amongst the many places that I feel at home or feel like I'm in my home, I felt like I was at home in their place. They're really wonderful people, and extended real wonderful Vaishnav hospitality to guests, wonderful cooks, and very, very devoted to Bhakti Chiru Maharaj. I remember it was quite interesting because they were first non-vegetarians, and it was Babai, the little son, who was at that time about 5 or 6 years old, or maybe 8 at the most, he made them into vegetarians, and they went to Albert Rowe Temple once, and then when he told me, Chaitanya Das, when he first saw Bhakti Chumash came in, and they had this impression, yes, this is our guru, this is our spiritual master. And his mother, Rukmini, is a very wonderful, beautiful lady. And whenever Bhakti Chumash rather would come or stay there, because he had room there, I would stay in his room. And when he would come, then her ritual, she would come to him with incense, flower, ghee lamp, and he would have to stand there, and she would worship his feet, his lotus feet. And that was every morning, that was her ritual, formal worshiping of guru's feet. And so he passed away. I'm sure quite a lot of listeners, especially listeners in the UK, I've taken many devotees there, they also know him. So should pray for his journey to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna's lotus feet. Hare Krishna, Jai Chaitanya Das, Ki Jaya.